All right, we'll call this meeting to order. Welcome to the Sandpoint City Council regular meeting of June 2nd, 2025. This meeting is called to order at 7:06 PM. Roll call, please, Jen.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Officer Root?
Here.
Amy Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubanks?
Here.
Jack Foster Jr.?
Yes.
Tracy Gunderson?
Here.
Billy Fishkin Jr.?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll go on to the first order of business is the approval of the agenda. This time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? All right, hearing none. Any conflict of interest? Also hearing none. So this time, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the June 2nd, 2025 agenda.
So I feel like there's a lot more going on. Does finance totally have to add anything to that? But the finance under executive.
Well, the motion. Would we need to repost the executive session on the agenda if we are going to change the nature of it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Especially if you, yeah, because I know what does.
You can only go into executive sessions for matters of immediate knowledge of which you would clearly have adverse effect of finances on the government union. So we would have to.
Their next meeting in June. Want to have another one on the agenda?
All right.
Okay. So if there are no additions, I have a motion to accept, adopt the June 2nd, 2025 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the June 2nd, 2025 agenda as written.
Motion by Austin. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Bill. Roll call, please, Jay.
Jack?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay. At this time, go to public comments. Any public comments on agenda items? Right, hearing none. Go on to the consent agenda. One item on the consent agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of May 13th, 2025. Everyone had a chance to read over the minutes? Any need for corrections, changes? All right, seeing none, we have a motion to adopt the minutes of May 13th, 2025.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of May 13th, 2025.
Motion by Marita. Have a second.
Second
by Amy. And roll call, please, Jake.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Marissa?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Go on. The next item would be reports, but there are no reports at this time. We'll go on to the hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And there's one item, the 2025-01, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026. We have a motion to put ordinance 2025-01 on the floor for its second reading.
I'd like a motion for ordinance 2501. An ordinance to the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026.
Motion by Austin, second by Rika. And at this time, I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. Ordinance 2025-01 is an ordinance for the adopting the FY26 operating budget. At the last meeting, we also had a reading. We are redoing doing a second reading because there have been some substantial changes to the amounts of the budget from the first reading. So this is reading number two, and the totals are for revenue. FY26 revenue will be $3,811,018, and the expenditures on this version is $3,397,092, with a change of $413,926 from the prior year. That's the difference. I'm sorry, that's the difference between the revenue and expenditures. So the council has in a workshop scheduled the adoption of the agenda of the FY26 ordinance, or the FY26 budget, for June 24th. And with that, I will entertain any questions that anyone has.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time? All right. Seeing none. Have a roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes, this is for second.
Yes. Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of business. Old business, which there is none, so we'll go down to new business. And the first item is cost of living adjustment. I think I'll. And the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In your packet, there is a memo regarding the FY26 possible COLA increases. They were calculated at 2.2% for a total of $30,512,074. However, council has asked me to go back. That was at a 2.3%, and asked me to do a 3% recalculation due to what our personnel policy says, and it states 3%. So I did recalculate this evening, and you should have a new spreadsheet or a new document in front of you that reads a total of $456,475.79. This was a recalculation with hourly employees and salaried employees. It does not include contract employees. Any questions?
All right, thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie?
You have another mistake on your spreadsheet. Under facilities, under maintenance, you have current and projected in the same amount.
Under which one?
Facilities, maintenance.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
Uh,
I could have had a different number in current, I suppose, but what we're projecting is the right number.
Okay.
I could change that. I will change that. I did this quickly after the meeting tonight, and so I will do a proper memo for your June 24th meeting, and I will double check everything for you.
Thank you, Debbie. Any other questions? So with that, Mike, do you believe that the correct amount for the increase would be $36,455?
My first round that added after the meeting or the workshop today, I checked it several times. I believe it's in the ballpark if it's not exact. Facilities maintenance, the reason we're showing a difference there is for some reason I have moved the janitor salary still in the general fund, but it's from the administrative to the facilities expense item. So it was calculated normally in the administration current, but facilities maintenance is now where the janitor and the maintenance employee is in that budget. That's the difference there. But I believe $36,000 is pretty accurate.
Thank you, Debbie. Any other comments?
I have one more comment. Under the harbor one, total is the same as the last one, $8,192.91, but then your projected is different.
Yeah, and I can explain that easily as well, because in my spreadsheet that I did, it's just carrying over from that. I had, I believe it was the same thing. I don't think I had to change any of the harbor except for the projected. And so it just carries through. It is the same. It was right on that spreadsheet, and it's also right on there when it should have been different, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It was pulling from one spreadsheet to another, and I just didn't check closely those tallies, but
well,
it's
just
right.
Hard to know what's right and wrong because the projected is 262,000, and then the projected on the current one that you just turned in is $127,000. So
I'm
just, that's why I'm questioning.
Right. And I apologize again. I should have calculated at the beginning of 3%, but I was asked to do 2.2%. So I had to quickly go back and change, and it gets complicated working with these spreadsheets. So I apologize. I should have paid more attention.
Well, I think us as a whole, I believe we wanted to move this to the 24th June meeting. And can I request that we list our what employees go under which department so we make sure we're not missing or including wrong people for the next meeting?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. It was a directive.
For the next meeting, we'd like to move the cost of living adjustment to the next meeting on June 24th. That's, I'm assuming, the date we've all agreed on. And I'm requesting that we list all the employees under which department they are under just so we know which employees we're including in this and make sure we're not adding somebody that shouldn't or missing somebody that shouldn't.
Okay, I can do that. Is it okay if I list positions?
That's fine.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Marita. Any other comments? Okay, at this time, then, is there an understanding that you want to table this until the next meeting?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we table until the next meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Second.
Thanks. Okay, so we'll table that. We'll move on to
the roll call.
Oh, the roll call, please, Jen.
Amy? Yes. Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes. Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Okay. Under new business, the second is a donation request to the Megan Newgan, well, I'm not reading it, UTT annual graveyard cleanup in the amount of $500. And we spoke about this in the workshop, so is there any further comment? Hearing none, do we have a motion to accept donation request for QTT for the annual graveyard cleanup of $500?
I have a motion for donating $500 to QTT used for the graveyard cleanup project.
All right, we have a motion by Austin. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Jeannie. No further comments. Roll call, please, Jay.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to the next new business item. It's three donation requests by QTT for the Tribal Culture Camp. The amount of $7,000. Comments or debate? Or make a motion? Not.
I make a motion that we give the culture camp $3,500.
A second.
All right, we have a motion by Amy to give QTT's donation of $3,500. We have a second by Austin. Any other comments? Austin?
I'd comment that we all want to acknowledge and recognize the amazing work the Culture Camp does. And given the current fiscal situations for the city, we wish we could give this full $7,000 and try to give what we can and hope to give more in the future.
Okay. Awesome. Any other comments? Hearing none. Roll call. Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jamie? Yes. Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, at this time, that concludes our business. Are there any public comments? All right, hearing none. Move on to council comments. Are there any council comments? Amy?
I want to say thank you to Jade and Bridget for pulling off the awesome job of doing the cleanup. The kids said really good things. They like the bikes this year, but also our town looks amazing. So I wanted to thank you guys for doing all that. I know it's a lot of work. And also anybody who's involved in that. I just saw you three up there. So, I'm sure there's other people involved. And I want to see, also I saw something pretty cool today. I was like, but somebody said no problem, but I saw our, three of our, I don't know what you call them, summertime
support
staff. I don't know what you want to call them. Doc the very day at ease, and I was just like, all right. It was pretty cool. I was pretty impressed with them. So I want to say great job at hiring those, and they're doing a great job for what I saw. Pretty scary, but they did it like they were working there 20 years. Really impressed.
Right. Thank you, Amy. Any other council comments? Austin?
You know, a lot of times to thank the department heads who come to the meeting for the work they do. But I don't think I've taken the time, and no one can do this enough, to thank Ken Stute for his work for the city. I saw him clean up his auditors. He had a mountain of auditors. Probably take me a week. He did about a couple hours to do what he did. I'm just all thankful for the work that Ken does. I want to make sure to express gratitude for his continued and tireless effort.
Thank you, Austin. Any further comments? Lisa?
I have a request, I guess, more than anything. This is for Debbie. Hey, Debbie. This is in regards to grants for the city. Hello?
I'm listening. Hello?
Okay, so I'm requesting when you give us your report for the city, for your administrative report, I was requesting that you would add more detailed information on the grants that we do have, and then maybe include in the FYI if we get rejected or if we get the grant, just so everybody's aware of what's being received for the city.
Okay, absolutely. I definitely do let you know when I get a grant. I'll follow up. What was that?
I said I would like to mostly see in our FYI if we get a letter or email stating we received this and what it's for, you know, included in our FYI.
Okay. I got it.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Marisa. Thanks, Debbie. Any further comment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, is the executive session. Oh, I missed them. Next meeting, sorry. Our next meeting date would be June 24th. What is my reading?
Hi.
And it will be at 7 p.m. And there will be one item for sure, would be about the
Public hearing
and second reading of third reading of ordinance 2025-01, passing of the city budget.
Can I request topic? I guess sure. Mm-hmm. Can we put from the policy and handbook the 3% COLA, like the wording for all that, so we can discuss this so it can be changed in the future, that would best fit the city.
Any other items?
We're going to meet in July.
And executive session.
Another executive session.
So there was a second request for the meeting, a print of something. I didn't catch that, just so I know what I need to have.
Yeah,
It was an individual breakdown of employees, so I don't think names would be appropriate, but maybe position titles. So, like, Harbor Labor 1, Harbor Labor 2, so that way we know which included in cost of living.
Oh, is that what, in the public hearing, and then she just reiterated the COLA in detail? I didn't get the second item.
We're just making sure we add the COLA to the agenda.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Thank you.
Yeah. Jim?
Yeah, Austin?
If we meet in July or if it's going to be August, I would like to request that we have an ordinance to discuss about liquor tax of maybe 2-3%. So that way it can go the next election if possible. If we get that posted by August, would that be enough time for it to go?
What's the timeline on that? It would have to be first and second reading. I'll check.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Austin.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Debbie?
I don't know if I'm supposed to comment here, but I did send you a message probably a week ago talking about the Peter Pan pile of stuff down there, the metal. I was thinking maybe it might be a good idea to start charging if we can, but I think we have to talk to the attorney to see what the options are and start billing Peter Pan for, I don't know what, it's not our property, but it's kind of a danger, whatever, sitting down there. Is that something that council would be interested in also adding to the agenda?
Yeah, it sounds like that's positive for sure. We probably have a garbage, or we'll have to look them up.
Okay.
That's not a job that we can volunteer to do. That's going to be a big job cutting out a part way up there.
Chemicals and everything.
So I think you might want to take that task, but it needs to be cleaned up. The whole process, basically. Something else.
Yeah, because some flying across the road last winter.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is we could start sending them bills, but we have to make sure that we're set up to do that. I don't know if we have an ordinance. I didn't have a chance to check. And then I would just like to run that by our attorney.
Have we talked to them? Have we asked them first before anybody asked them about me?
Definitely. Definitely. I just wanted to make sure it was something you were interested in before I spend time and money on it.
You might want to ask the attorney, and that it might be a cleanup order of you do it or we do it and take the bills or however that would work, something like that.
Right. Yep, that's what I wanted to do.
But it's kind of a big eyesore. Everybody gets off the plane.
Right, first thing you see is water. Something like that.
I think it's Jade.
Just for a reference, back in 2012, we did this with trailers that were derelict and hazardous to the neighbor and something contacted the owner and didn't charge them because they're still, people gave up their, right to what was left there, but we did something similar based off of the line.
But if they didn't give it up, were we able to charge?
They were all.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying they didn't, if he doesn't clean up, are we able to allow him to charge him? No,
there must be more wording.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, that's the thing you have to think about as a tool. It's going to take chop saws, grass saws, chop saws. You're going to have to size that stuff down, and then where, what are we going to do with it? How does it be considered?
Sure.
Somebody might find it in there. A lot of that stuff, the tin you can crumple.
Yeah.
But the purlins and structure and stuff like that, but it's not going to fold right up.
It's a half mat.
Is it on? Okay.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we'll look into that also. You have a comment? Not, we'll move on to the executive session. All right, hearing none. But this time, have an executive session for finance.
I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session, that we invite Debbie, Irina, Bridget, and Char, what's your last name? I'm sorry. Hansen, Char Hansen. One at a time.
Yeah, right.
And that we start with Irina, also.
Irina. Okay.
Huh?
You read the statement regarding the
Students were matters of immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the government union. Thank you.
All right. We have a second.
A second.
Motion by Amy, a second by Jamie. And you're going into your session at 7:37.
That was your city council meeting. We'll see if they let us back in for adjournment, but right now they moved into an executive session, and we'll get you back to your regular scheduling.